Now that you're looking at me, watching so curiously, you want to check my ID, cause you know I'm somebody. Standing there, I watch and hope to get across that velvet rope. So I look at the guy on the other side, and his only answer is no. And I'm scoring high and I'm scoring low, but you can't say I don't try. But at the end of the night, I get shut down by somebody else, cause I
show full of great electronic, electro music, house music, French touch.
We've got all the great stuff right here. And if you didn't catch that last part, because I didn't think it went through, that this is Late Night in a Perfect World, full of great music. And what you just heard actually was music by DJ Medi. The first song was I Am Somebody, which is probably his most famous tune. That's featuring Chromeo. It was his Paris version. And then the second was Signatune, and it was edited by Thomas Bangalter of Daft Punk. And you should know Daft Punk, and if you don't, I might have to do nasty things to you. But he actually just passed away about 2 weeks ago, which is really depressing because he was a great man, a great DJ, great inspiration. It was really tragic, so I figured to start off the show tonight, I'd, you know, open up with some Medi. But it's the rest of the show, doing a bit of a remix night. We're starting off with Sébastien Achoté, who is a French DJ, and he remixed one of Daft Punk's tracks, Human After All. And I'm pretty sure it's been said that this is their favorite remix of theirs, and they don't play their remixes very often. So, you know, it's got to be super exciting when they say it's really good. And right after that, we're going to have Love in Motion, which is a Sébastien track, remixed by Skrillex, to be more funked out, as Busy P would say. So enjoy.
After all, human.
So continuing on with the lovely music, up next we've got a remix of a different track. It's called Infinity Riser, and it's by Para One and Tactile. And this was on Ed Banger Records, Let the Children Techno Mix by DJ Medi, hey, and Pedro Winter, a.k.a. Busy P. And it's a remix of Bernard Fevre's Dali. And I've never actually heard the original song, but I kind of don't want to because I really like Para One and Tactile, and I feel like I'm going to hate really unnecessarily on the original song, so I avoid it. Right after that, we've got the Madian remix of Raise Your Weapon by Deadmau5, and most people know Deadmau5, so I figured it was a good choice. Madian is very, very young. I think he's only 18 right now, and he's pretty well known, actually. He's very famous on YouTube. Big surprise. He's got a really great track out. It's called Pop Culture, and it samples, I think, around 52 songs in a really short amount of time, and he does it really, really well. So it's definitely worth a listen. I would check it out. But first up, we have Para One and Tactile.
Raise your weapon. Raise on all we built. How does it feel now to watch it burn, burn?
Perhaps no, that's not the show. Sorry. So up next, we're going a tiny bit old school, halfway. We have a remix of "The Sound of Violence," and it's by Cassius, who are a French duo, also on the Ed Banger label. The original song is kind of old. I'm not exactly sure when it was first around, but they actually recently just released a remastered version. It sounds really great, and I love the original song, and I also really love this remix. It's definitely bass music. It's by The Trickas, and that is spelled with a Z, for those who care. And then right after that, we're going to have Techno Harder, and there's a cute little slash in there. And it is a live remix by Antichrist, who are also a duo, not from France, they're from Norway. And they're really cool dudes, and they make some really great music, really great mixes. So you should totally check them out on SoundCloud, because I'm going to forever pimp them in all the places I possibly can. So first up, we have Cassius. Enjoy.
Higher, when the sun goes down, yeah. Feel I wanna party, party, be inspired. When the sun goes down, yeah. Feel I wanna party, party, be inspired. Isn't it true? Alas, it is much worse. A person may end up believing in anything. You know, if that human acceptance does so much for you and me, think of what it is when God Himself puts His arms around you and says, "Welcome home."
Never over.
From our lovely bros in Norway, 707-909. Shout out to you guys. Doubt you're listening, but, you know, a girl can dream. So up next, we're going to take it a bit old school again. I guess I'm alternating now. Back to 1997 with the Chemical Brothers. And this is Electro Bank, and this is a Dust Brothers remix. I actually picked up this single CD by accident. I was looking through used music at a store, and I was like, dude, this is a cool cover. Let's buy it. So I bought it. And it was really good music, and I was like, okay, I can deal with that. And right after that, we have DVNO, and it's by Justice, and it's also the Justice remix. And I actually like their remix better than their original track. It's got a bit more, like, I don't know, like, beat, I guess, is the best way to say it. But it's really good, and the Chemical Brothers are always really good. They actually just produced the soundtrack to the movie Hannah, which I haven't seen yet, but I have heard some of the music, and it's really great. Works, you know, from what I've heard, really well with the movie itself. So definitely check them out. They're a bit old school, but they're still really, really good. Definitely, definitely worth a listen.
We'll be right back. fucking watch out.
Just Dysphoria. Everybody loves Justice. And their new album, Audio Video Disco, is coming out next month, I believe. And it should be really good, judging by the single that's already been released, Audio Video Disco, and the hilariously wonderful video directed by Somi that goes along with that. It's very funny, and there are puppies involved. Well, one puppy, but you get my drift. All right, up next, we have Let Me Go, which is, it's the Kythe remix, and it's originally by Filth Collins and Pop the Hatch. I've never actually heard the original of this either. And Kythe, I'm actually not sure who this person is. I downloaded their remixes. They had like 6 off of Tumblr, and I ended up with this one, and I really, really liked it. I originally downloaded it because they had remixed one of Daft Punk's tracks from the Tron Legacy soundtrack. That was also really good, so I figured why not play some. Right after that, we have Moomba, the Afrojack remix by Silvio Icomo and Chuck something. I can't read it, sorry. By Chuck. Oh, it's Chucky, that's right. And Moomba, this particular remix, actually gave birth to the Moombaton remix, or not remix, like the Moombaton, like movement, musical movement. And Moombaton is like a mix between Dirty Dutch and reggaeton. And it's really, really interesting. And I haven't heard much of it, but I feel like it's either really good or really bad. It's kind of like drum and bass in that way, but I would suggest taking a listen. It's definitely an interesting concept. But first, we have Kythe, who was our superstar of the night because nobody knows much about them. Here we go. We'll be right back. beats for the late night. I mean, I try my best, you know. All right, up next, and as our last song, oh, this is my really sad face, because it's 11:59, so technically I have a minute to play the song, which nobody's going to care. All right, so the next song is Electric Feel, and it is the Justice remix, and yes, I'm, you know, slapping my own wrists for including Justice twice, but they're really great. And this remix won them a Grammy, so I mean, you know, you can't really complain about something like that. It's really funky, it's really good, and you know, this is one of those songs that kind of everybody tends to like, even if you're not into, you know, electro or electronica or stuff like that. It's really kind of multi-faceted in that way, and it's just, oh, it's just so good. So I guess with the song, I shall bid you farewell and a good night. This has been Late Night in a Perfect World. And if you get that song reference, I will pay you $1 million approximately. That may be rounded down a whole lot. But if you do, you're a great person. Yeah. So this is TDO signing off. Enjoy the justice.
Electric feel now. Start you off, and here we go.